Winnie and Wilbur. The Bug Safari. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur were having a picnic in the garden. Winnie took a big bite out of her muffin and crumbs dropped into the grass. Ants rushed to collect them, and Winnie bent down to watch.
"Look at those ants, Wilbur,"
Winnie said.
"The crumbs they are carrying are bigger than they are. Isn't that amazing?"
Winnie lay in the grass to watch the ants. A shiny red beetle pounced on a crumb and ate it. Then a red and yellow caterpillar with green spikes and purple spots came crawling along.
"Blithering broomsticks,"
Winnie said.
"That's an incredible caterpillar, Wilbur."
"That is an incredible caterpillar," thought Wilbur. "I wonder what it tastes like."
"Wouldn't it be fun to be as small as bugs, Wilbur?"
said Winnie.
"Then we could really see what they are doing."
"Meow," said Wilbur. He didn't think that would be fun. Then Winnie had a very good idea. Well, she had an idea. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And Winnie and Wilbur were tiny. Wilbur was really, really tiny. "Meow," said Wilbur. Well, it was more like meow. He was frightened. The ants looked big. The beetle looked huge. The caterpillar looked enormous. "I hope it doesn't eat me," Wilbur thought. The ants were busily carrying the crumbs to their nest. Some of them ran across Wilbur's tail. "Meow!" cried Wilbur. He didn't like ants running across his tail.
"Look out, Wilbur!"
squeaked Winnie in her tiny voice.
"Mind your tail, there's a centipede coming."
Too late.
"Meow! Ow! 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 Ow!
Cried poor Wilbur. The shiny red beetle was watching them. Did beetles eat tiny witches? And really, really tiny cats? No, luckily, they liked muffin crumbs. Tweet, tweet, tweet. A bird landed in the grass. It was looking for its lunch. A nice fat worm? Or a tiny witch and a really, really tiny cat? Luckily, it found a nice fat worm. Suddenly, the ground began to shake. Something enormous was coming.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
What could it be? An elephant? A rhinoceros? A hippopotamus? Two gigantic boots clomped across the grass. It was the postman, bringing Winnie's letters.
Run, run, Wilbur!
Shrieked Winnie.
If the postman stands on us, we'll be squashed! I made a mistake,
Winnie said.
I made us too small. I'll make another spell to make us big again. Where is my wand, Wilbur?
But the wand wasn't in the grass. It was stuck high up in a prickly rose bush. And it was still the same size.
Oh dear, oh dear,
cried Winnie.
How will we ever get up there, Wilbur?
Just then, the incredible caterpillar crawled past. It started to climb up the rose bush. Winnie and Wilbur jumped onto the caterpillar's back and held on to its spikes. Up, up it went, around the prickles, up to the wand. Winnie and Wilbur climbed off. But Winnie was much too small to wave her enormous wand. Winnie pulled while Wilbur pushed. But the wand didn't move at all.
It's no good, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
We'll have to stay this size forever.
Meow, cried Wilbur. A hairy spider was spinning a web among the roses. She scuttled across, spun a long thread, then twisted it around the wand. Winnie, Wilbur, and the spider pulled hard on the thread, but they couldn't move the wand. A passing bumblebee flew onto the thread. A big green grasshopper jumped up. And a ladybird hung on. Then the enormous caterpillar crawled over to help. The wand began to wobble. The thread broke and whoosh!
Abracadabra!
Squeaked Winnie as the wand waved in the air. And Winnie and Wilbur were back to their right size.
I think we'll stay this size, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
It's a good size to be.
Purr, 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 said Wilbur.